This week, we learned that UCF has a new policy on guns. It used to be that guns were completely banned on campus, which made complete sense, considering there really is no reason you should need a gun on campus. But after a court in Jacksonville overturned a policy at the University of North Florida banning guns on campus, other state schools are now following suit. UCF has decided that, while students may not carry guns around on campus, they can keep them in their cars. According to UCF police, the new policy doesn't change much. Officers were not searching vehicles to discover weapons anyway, Officer Peter Stevens says. But given the deadly history of guns on campuses, it probably should be a bigger deal than it's being made out to be. Guns restricted to cars are highly unlikely to be at hand when a student thinks he or she needs one. They will, however, be on hand in parking lots for students who may be frustrated, angry, hot-headed, or trigger-happy. And given the size of the student body there, a gunfight on campus is simply a frightening thought. Too many people make bad decisions when they have guns in places where they really don't need them. A recent shooting in a Tampa movie theater, for instance, by a retired police officer who was angry at somebody over texting, of all things, left one man dead and a woman injured. The argument for having easy access to weapons is that it would make people safer, giving them an opportunity to defend themselves when needed. But considering how many of the bad guys are the people who insist on carrying the weapons in the first place, that seems like a pretty weak argument.